In. Great. Welcome, everyone. Akasha here. Welcome to Bliss Life Global Healing Series on Soul Purpose Awakening. And we're almost done with this amazing experience together today. Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you so much, everybody, for understanding. We've been in the middle of a tropical storm for about 5 or 6 days, and it got really epic over the weekend. And so we had to postpone the call yesterday to today, but Carol was super gracious. And so we are on, and I'm really excited. And so today we're going to talk with Carol Nyack, and it's going to be about working with the Arcturians to accelerate our ascension. So let me share a little bit about Carol. If you're not already on the list and you want to get the free gifts and have all of your replays in one place, this is where you go, nanakasha.com/blisslifeglobalhealing. So let's take a peek at Carol. Carol was first connected with the Arcturians years ago as soon as she picked up a channeled book showing them she was ready and willing to make that connection. I love that because willingness is such a powerful state to be in. Just explore, just reach out just a little. The Arcturian Helio-A came straight in through her crown chakra and started working with her through her heart. Carol later discovered that she is an Arcturian starseed and has been working diligently with these star beings and other ascended masters ever since, channeling their multidimensional energies. Now, as our consciousness level is expanding, yay! It looks like a mess, but we really are. And they very much wish to reach out to everyone who's open to connecting with them. Carol's humbled to be able to share what they have to bring through her at this time and has made it her life mission to spread their message. Carol channels the Arcturian light frequencies to groups and individuals through channeled meditations, personal and planetary work, as well as and in one-to-one sessions in person or online. And Carol has given you an amazing free gift. Again, that's where you go to get it. And it's a light body activation. Sounds amazing. So welcome, Carol. Thank you so much for being here. I'll just ask you to unmute and you can, I can't do it for you anymore. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Oh, good. Great. And am I too close to the camera or should I be further back or closer?
No, you're perfect and we can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great.
Wonderful.
Well, it's exciting for me as well to be connecting with you and everyone else who's tuning in. Yeah. So you're in Mexico, is that right?
I am, yes. I'm in Mexico in the Yucatan on the beach and the middle of all the pyramids and all the Mayan wisdom. So, yeah.
Wow. Sounds great.
Yeah. So share with us a little bit about when you picked up this book and what happened and how you finally understood what was going on.
Well, I mean, a spiritual opening and spiritual connection is something I'd wanted all my life, but I had to wait quite a long time before it came to me. But I was getting on in years when I discovered that channel books were available, that healers existed and so on. So it was quite an opening for me to discover all those things. So, you know, I got into channel books and so on, read a few. And this one from David K. Miller, channeled from the Arcturians, I picked it up, just opened the book in the middle and read one paragraph. And, you know, I remember it so clearly. I said to myself, oh, I'm going to have to meditate with this. I closed my eyes and immediately Helio-A came straight down through my crown and I felt her working in my heart. So, that's as you know, as you've just read to everybody, I said to myself, oh, I think I'm going to be working with the Arcturians, and it just went from there. So obviously I had to do a lot of inner work to clear my channels and increase my light and so on, but we all have to do that, don't we? But, you know, it's been a wonderful experience for me, a wonderful journey, and like everyone else, we just love to keep it building, don't we?
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the Arcturians for anyone who doesn't really understand what their energies are, what their intention is, what they represent.
Well, I think the Arcturians, as you say, many people have not heard of the Arcturians, but they are becoming more and more known at this time. And also, their energies are coming into the planet more and more strongly. But I believe they're the most advanced beings in our section of the universe. They exist in the ninth dimension. And they say they are in charge of the ascension process, both of humanity and Mother Earth, our planet. So they work under the direction of Lord Sananda and Archangel Metatron. And it's said that once they put their light around a planet, that the beings on that planet evolve very quickly. They have, of course, been with us probably from the beginning, but now is the time, isn't it, when everything is being activated for us. And, they prepared everything so well. Ascending planets is said to be one of the things they've been doing for eons. So it's great to connect with them and receive so much from them.
Well, so tell us a little bit about some of the messages that you've received and how can we work with them now during this big awakening?
Well, the messages I receive are energetic. It's the energy they bring in which I feel. But when I go into leading a meditation, that's when the sort of words come through, so to speak. So I don't really get so much in the way of verbal messages. What I get is an energetic connection or download, which I feel. And as myself, like everyone else, as we grow in our own light and our own growth, so more and more of one's own inner wisdom opens and we have more access to the wisdom of higher aspects of self. So I think a lot of the messages which I get as understanding probably comes from my Arcturian self, who of course I'm connecting with and who sits on the Council of Elders.
So talk a little bit more about that for people who maybe don't understand or who would like to understand that we have multiple incarnations all happening at the same time. And that, how did you discover you were actually a starseed versus just receiving the information? And how do you work together with that part of you?
Yes, I mean, that's what it's all about for us, isn't it? And I think we're always told, aren't we, that if we weren't a light worker or a starseed or a more evolved soul, we wouldn't be interested in this material. So, of course, every being, every human being on this planet is a multi-dimensional soul coming into a third dimensional environment for their own growth and devolution and experience. But my understanding is that a starseed or light worker is a soul who has come in from a higher dimension to assist in the ascension process, that we are able to hold higher light and to radiate light out into this world, to be that channel from a higher dimensional aspect, to bring that light down into the planet, to anchor it into the planet, to radiate it out to humanity. Because, of course, the Arcturians and all the other higher beings and star systems are able to send their light to this planet, but they do need beings on the planet to receive it and anchor it. So we become corridors of light for them to work through us.
That's a beautiful visual. I like that, you know, like our pillar of light, like being a corridor of light to bring that through. Can you give us some stories or examples of when you first started to connect with your you as sitting on the council there?
Nothing's coming to mind at the moment. To be honest, it was a very gradual process for me to be able to receive more and more light. So I had to, it really went against the grain for me that I had to give up lack of confidence, lack of self-worth, feeling inferior, and absolutely not being worthy or good enough to connect to such high, pure beings. So I did my inner work, and as I let go of these things, so gradually more and more of my light would come in, which then opened me up to receiving more and more light from the Arcturians. And one of the best ways of helping to transform one's lower self, I feel, is to be aware of one's thinking and change it. Because when I said it went against the grain, it was very easy for me to criticize myself, to be angry with myself, to tell myself I wasn't good enough, which of course made me very uncomfortable with myself. But I knew if I wanted to come into a higher place and be a channel for higher beings, that I would have to let all that go. So as much as it was against the grain, every time I saw myself negative thinking about myself, I would immediately change it to a positive thought. So I would say, I'm connecting to my higher self more and more each day. More and more of my own light is becoming available to me. I am a divine being, and so on. And it's quite amazing once you do that with positive intention and bring in the energy of belief and the heart energy into one's thoughts, how that process of transformation takes place. So that's how it began to progress for me. And gradually over time, as I became clearer and clearer, as I was able to raise my frequency more and more with their assistance, their presence became more and more tangible. And when I was able to ask to connect to my Arcturian self and actually experience her connecting with me, that was very wonderful. And you know what it's like. Once you can connect to one, you seem to be able to connect to all of them. So from there, it expanded. And I believe Lord Sananda, Jesus Sananda, is my main guide and teacher. So as most of us do, I also work with Jesus Sananda, Mary Magdalene, many others. It's wonderful, isn't it, how you only have to ask them and they're immediately with you. And of course the Arcturians are so much in oneness that they bring in the energy of any being, any consciousness they wish into their energy field to assist us, whichever being they feel is right for us at that time is in their energy.
Beautiful. I love how you framed that, that you had to give up.
Yeah.
You had to give up.
It's not easy, is it?
Yes, no. You know, we're all conditioned with some form of we're not good enough and lack. And we have different stories, but it's very similar with everyone. And it's such a great way to think about it, sort of like, I'm going to give up drinking sodas or something, you know. Yeah. I guess I'm going to give this up now because I really want the other
Well, it took time. I mean, it's amazing how attached we are to not loving ourselves.
And I think it feels safe. I think it feels safe for people to because it's familiar and because we've had so many many hundreds of years, maybe longer, of being told, you know, don't be too good, but be good enough, and don't think you're great, and don't shine too bright, and now is the time for that. So can you share a little bit about the, you know, the excitement or the fears or the doubts that came up while you were in this transition into, you know, trusting and just being fully in that clear and open channel?
Well, I never had any doubts about the higher realms and the potential for ascension, enlightenment, and so on. In fact, enlightenment, it was something that I'd felt all my life as a child. I wanted to be enlightened. Not that there was anything at all in my environment for that to come from. But lost your question now.
Oh, just the, you know, the transition, because everyone's waking up.
So I never had any any doubt from the higher realms, but I suppose a lot of doubt within myself. But I found that, you see, we're all so fear-based, aren't we? And all the lower emotions we experience, there is fear behind it. And as we raise our frequency, so more and more fear seems to dissolve away. And then you sort of look back and think, you know, how small and incapable in whatever you used to feel. And you think, well, where has it gone? And it's not there anymore. And it's just a process. And maybe for some people it happens very quickly, but it was a process that happened over time for me.
Yeah, no, it's taken me 35 years or, you know, probably
30
to go through the layers and even to recognize or become aware of how much I was holding myself back. And then, of course, working with others, it helped a lot to see the patterns in so many different people.
Yeah.
And that's really part of the awakening right now is awakening to our own truth and our own abilities.
Yes. Well, I hope that'll come into the meditation we're doing later.
Yeah.
Because as you say, it is at the point now where we've been activated to such a level that we really are able to move into that higher aspect of self beyond the human ego self, the ego mind, and really experience one's own beingness in love and light. And with that comes the feeling of power within and a huge feeling of trust in the divine plan.
That's very important now.
Yes, and I think it's important to remember that when we're in doubt, when we're in lack of trust, when we're feeling that it's too difficult or any of the lower emotions, they all come from the chit-chat in our minds. And when we're talking in a negative way in our mind, we know we are in our ego self. And we can then make the shift. Moving away from that into the body and the high heart and returning to that being within and experiencing our own light. And then all we need to do is ask the Arcturians, our guides and teachers, please bring you in your energy and raise my frequency for me. And as long as it's a sincere intention, then of course they do. But I find the problem with humanity as a whole, including myself, of course, is that there's often a lot of resistance to move out of our own negativity.
Yes, absolutely. And you said that one of your main guides is Sananda, who's Jesus. And Sue here said, such a magnificently loving and kind energy always received from Lord Sananda. Thank you, Carol. And yes, I really didn't, I was raised Christian, but not Catholic. And I kind of didn't like any of it. So when I went through my awakening 35 years ago, I went as far away from Jesus, God, you know, conversation as I possibly could, you know, I was like,
you're not the only one, are you? You're not the only one.
Yeah. And then one of my mentors, my first mystery school, my first light body work was, he would call in a circle of different light beings, and he'd call in Sananda, and I didn't know who that was, but
yeah,
I had this
just
amazing,
as well.
Yeah, exactly, because I had this amazing loving presence, right? I felt that pure love, and finally I asked him, who is this? I've never heard of it. And we said, I had to go through a period of like my mind going, yes, no, what? it was so loving, such an incredible loving presence. Yeah. So beautiful.
Well,
so,
I think the higher beings all realize that what the earth and humanity needs is love, because we've gone into such depths of fear. We've closed our hearts. And it's taken a lot of heart opening, isn't it, for us to be able to let the love in.
Yeah, absolutely. So share with us a little bit about what we're going to experience today in this meditation that you're going to bring through.
Well, I think we'll have to see. You know, I never plan anything or whatever, we just see what comes through at the time. But what I'm hoping that everyone will be able to experience is a much deeper experience of their own beingness, their own true self, and of course a connection to the Arcturians, who are already connecting with everyone actually, but bring that connection into their awareness. So we'll lift everyone up into a higher place within and see how close people come to the fifth dimension, because it is already here. It is available to us. It's really just a matter of how much each individual person's frequency can be raised. So the Arcturians will raise us into the highest frequency we are able to hold. So they say, of course, there's no limit to what they can give. The only limit is how much can we receive. But I can already feel the energy, of course, and there is a lot being received by everyone already. So hopefully we'll take them into that deeper place within.
Wonderful.
And give everyone a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I love that. So keep that in mind. And I think this is probably true in almost everything we do, is the limit is only in how much we can or are willing to receive.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing is receiving often requires letting go. So how much are we prepared to let go?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, in their light, in that they transmit to us, it's a higher intelligence. It knows where to go and what to do. It's healing, it's clearing, and it's activating. So nothing for us to do, simply to let go of doing and just rest in our being and let them do it all for us.
Sounds fantastic. Let's do it.
Okay. So I do lower my voice, so if there's a problem with hearing me, you just let me know. So as we close our eyes and move within, immediately we come aware of the energy of spirit which is moving through us. We become aware of our breath as we breathe into our bodies and breathe into our heart. This awareness of the breath allows us to receive the light of spirit through the breath into the body. And we move down within body and into our foundation, our pelvic area, and we rest within our foundation. Here we need a little time to come into a more quiet place within, to get more in touch with our own being, the being which resides within, behind the ego mind and personality, behind the outer world. And we move ever more deeply within. There is no limit to how deep we can go within. And the more deeply we move within, the more we access, the more that opens up before us, and the more expanded our consciousness becomes. As we rest within, the Arcturian presence surrounds each one of us. The light structures and geometries of light with their crystal temple surrounds our circle. And you may feel, sense, see, or simply visualize the structures of light that surround you. You may even feel the presence of the Arcturians that are with you. But for you, there is nothing which you need to do or get. Simply to let go of your need to do and move within, experiencing your own beingness. As we work with your energy field to bring your four bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, into alignment. We send a shower of light through your crown, through your aura, balancing, cleansing, as you experience our energy. You will find you become lighter. And as we bring you into alignment, experience more peace and calm within. So spend a few moments now receiving this cleansing, balancing, and realignment. You rest within the body. You rest within your high heart. And you simply receive. You experience now coming to you a shimmering energy. It begins below your feet and it shimmers upwards through your aura. This shimmering energy, a sparkling shimmer, is raising the frequency in your aura. Simply let go and receive. Surrender to the shimmer and feel how we gently raise your frequency. Your whole central column is filling with light. Your aura is in a clearer, higher frequency now. And you find you are more willing to surrender. What does it actually mean to surrender? Often referred to as surrender to the will of God. So move now into your solar plexus. We work with you now as we send transmissions into your third eye and into your solar plexus chakra. Simply rest and receive these transmissions. For we wish to give you an understanding and experience the difference between personal will and divine will. Through personal will, it is the will of the ego self, based in fear and survival, which has become the willpower of the solar plexus. And it is here that one has given one's power away. So when we say surrender to the will of God, since we are source beings, it is simply the will of the divine self in accordance with the will of God, which we surrender to. And we now send down through your crown a powerful light into your solar plexus. As you feel this shaft of light through your central column, you know yourself to be a divine being of light in oneness with the will of God, which is divine will. As the ego self finally makes the shift into the consciousness of the divine self, you move into oneness with divine will. You allow the higher self to take control. And when this surrender happens, the universe is then able to bring to you all that you need and all the abundance that you wish for. For the flow of source is infinite. The gifts that are available to you are infinite. And most of all, the love which you experience is divine. Focus now upon your solar plexus chakra and your high heart. Bring equal focus to both centers as we build for you the energies within your solar plexus and high heart. Bringing them into balance with each other. Allow your high heart to become soft and gentle, tender and vulnerable, as the love and light of Christ from Jesus Ananda pours through your heart. Commune with your high heart. Allow your high heart to make its consciousness known to you. For it is a higher aspect of who you are. As the flow of Christed light through your high heart flows, you experience now the activation we give you, your personal power from your solar plexus through divine love, the power of love flowing through the high heart. Flowing to you from source as it enters behind your heart chakra and flows through and out through the front of your body. I am. Simply affirm, I am, from your high heart. I am. Feel the power rise within. Through the building of divine love, I am light, I am love, I know myself to be the being of light, as my light body descends into my aura and is activated within my high heart. I accept the love that I am. I accept my power through love. I accept that I am here to serve and serve with joy and love my higher purpose. The blue Arcturian light has filled the temple, has filled your aura. For the blue light is the way of the will of God. And the divine feminine energy connect below your feet to Gaia's core as you move down into her core. You connect to her heart, her soul. You draw her energy upwards as she rises into your aura. Up through your central column, the goddess energy, the divine feminine of Mother God. And as you move upwards through your crown, we raise your frequency a little more. And your consciousness expands upwards and outwards. You experience yourself as an eternal and infinite being of light, existing in consciousness throughout the galaxy and beyond. There are many star systems and beings here ready to connect with you. Make any connections now which you feel drawn to. Connect through your heart, of course, as they enter in. This huge amount of expanded energy, slowly moving into the physical body, much of it resting in your aura. You experience yourself as a galactic being. And you bring all that energy down, back through your crown and into your being. Slowly the body will integrate all this light. And you bring this light down through your lower body into Mother Earth, and you gift it to Gaia. And you feel how she receives it. And your light spreads outward through her crystalline grid. And you become a beacon of light for Mother Earth and all life. So keep your channel open and be that corridor of light, bringing heaven to earth. Feel your presence now within your physical body and feel yourselves anchored into Mother Earth. This is very important. To remain in balance when receiving such higher light, we must remain anchored and balanced, grounded and present. I am. I am the light of the world. I am the light for the world. And your connection to the Arcturians is always available to you now. For they have connected with you and wait for you to ask. To connect with them. So whenever you feel ready, simply open your eyes and remain connected to your own heart consciousness in your I Am presence.
So beautiful. It's like a soft, beautiful, flowing bath.
It's blissful, isn't it? Yeah. We just come into bliss when we are put into that frequency. All there is there, there's no fear there, is there?
No.
Without fear, we're in love and bliss.
So I'm sure many of you are floating in this bath of love. I love this so much. I always want to just stay here.
But well, it's hard to talk afterwards, isn't it? We just want to be still, be quiet and stay in it.
Yeah. Ah, oh, beautiful. And your voice and your energy, everything is so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's just been lovely to be able, you know, to connect with you and to have our talk and to share the Arcturian energies with everyone. So thank you very much. And I know the Arcturians were very pleased about it. They've been asking me for some time to work with larger audiences, and of course, you know, I don't put myself out there, and so they were very excited that they had the opportunity today to be able, you know, to work with you and your wonderful work.
Oh, thank you. It's interesting. Just ask everybody, as you're able, if you can share your experience in the chat window. We'll get to that in a second. I think Gail asked me how I found you. And often other speakers say, well, how did you pick me? And, you know, the premise of these kinds of events is often to sell, to make money, or to reach a lot larger audience, which is good. But for me, when I decided to do these again this year, it was very much spirit calling me to do this. And so what I did was say, well, there's not going to be any stress. I'm not going to worry about, you know, getting it right or finding, you know, this and that and all this old marketing of for decades and decades, all the things that I've had, I said, I won't do that energy. Mm. And so I open, I see who comes, I go look around. It's a very fluid process. And you were one of those people who, just seeing you, I didn't even listen to wherever I found you. You were, there was an interview. It was just seeing you, feeling the energy, reading, and I just knew this would be a beautiful connection and a really, really amazing thing to share with everyone. And it's the reason why these are free forever, on the podcast, on the YouTube, in the page. And we're going to share. Carol, can you share your website so people can find you?
Yes. My website is arcturianlight.co.uk, and it was suggested to me that I should give people details of some of the things that I do. So you know, since the lockdown, I do everything on Zoom now. So the schedule for October should be on the website arcturianlight.co.uk, and also on YouTube, which is Carol Nyack Arcturian Light. In fact, all the meditations I do, I put up on YouTube, so they come up quite often. And also on Facebook, which is Arcturian Light London. So I do hold a meditation every Wednesday evening, UK time, 7 o'clock on Zoom for 7:15. That's without fail. And a couple of weekends a month, I do a 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. UK on a Saturday afternoon, where we have meditations, Q&As, some teachings, and so on. And over that four-hour period, it's an opportunity for people to learn quite a lot, and also having a series of meditations over 4 hours, the energy really builds. And then on the Sunday after, from 4 till 6, we have our planetary healing work, where we work with the Arcturians and so on, bringing higher light and healing into the planet.
Wonderful. Thank you. So many gifts. It's so wonderful to see how we have these channels now to share globally, right? And to And thank you, you know, for your work, for you being willing to take that kind of time to share with everyone. It's an incredible gift. I hope everyone here and anyone watching the recording will take a look, and we'll make sure that all of those websites and links are in the email and on the page
for
you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so that everyone can find you.
Wonderful.
Let me share a little bit about the feedback here. It's wonderful, wonderful. Let's see. Thank you, Carol, so much. Bliss. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Nancy said. Kate said bliss. And Vivi said, OMG, it was such an amazing experience for me. I felt floating and regenerated. I had some pain in my neck and I experienced a lot of healing. I saw lots of light and symbols and I felt the connection right away. Thank you, Carol and Nan, for this experience. Lots of blessings to you both.
Very lovely.
Lovely. And Munger said that was powerful. Thank you so much, Carol and the Arcturians. Thank you, Nan. Michelle said exquisite. Thank you. And Sue said, such a blessing to always have the Arcturians lovingly and instantly connect when you ask them. Hugs and kisses. And Kate, we gave you the Carol's website. And Alice said, I'm still shimmering. Wow.
Right.
I loved the shimmering. I loved the shimmering energy. And it was Alice's birthday just a couple days ago. So she's getting another beautiful.
Getting another gift.
Birthday gift too. And Catherine said, thank you so much to learn and grow from. And Kay said, thank you. Oh, wonderful. So what would you like to leave us with, Carol? Is there any other message you'd like to share before we close?
Well, I think all we really need to do is move away from our mind into our heart space and just affirm, I am, I am, I am. And there's really nothing else we need to do.
Beautiful. Oh. Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you again for being willing to shift our time. And I think it was aligned beautifully. I can already tell I'm going to float through the rest of my day. Yeah. My arms especially, they feel like they're doing this weightless thing. So.
Well, we need to keep that connection open, don't we? And fill with light and radiate it to the world.
Beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being such a beautiful and easy person to communicate with and work with. It was a real pleasure, a deep pleasure for me.
Thank you. Thank you. What a joy. What a joy. Thank you, everybody who joined us, because, of course, when we come together like this, there is no space. It feels like it, but we're together.
Well, it's wonderful, isn't it? The way we step outside of time and space, and we're all together in our circle, and we all feel that. And that in itself makes the energy a lot more powerful for each one of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone. And take this energy with you today and share it, you know, share it out to the world with, even if you're staying home, if you're on a Zoom call, if you're cooking your food, bring this in, keep that connection open and let this incredible light bless everything in your life as well as you and your space and your home.
Yes. And that's how we transform this world, isn't it?
Right, being the light and every day, right? Yeah. Every day. So, Ty said, thank you, Carol. It was such a strong connection and an immediate connection and total bliss.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. And right. Vivi loved the shimmering light too. So, wonderful. Well, thank you, everyone. I don't want to go, but I know we all have things to do and places to go. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for our last live event for this, and it will be me, and we're going to be doing interactive soul readings and beautiful healing energies as well. So if you can join me, it's going to be at the same time as today, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we'll come on, tell me what you want to talk about, what you want to do, and we'll play together again. So
wonderful. Well, sounds wonderful.
All right. We still have people coming on right now. I said, let them join.
Just
a they felt it. Carol, they were like, wait a minute. I'm missing something. I'm supposed to be somewhere. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. And I always find Merlin is a good energy to bring in, Merlin from the Roll Right Stones in England, because I think he's meant to be an aspect of Saint-Germain, but he brings in that energy of magic, of lightness, of fun, of joy, which we all need to take away the seriousness of this work.
Yeah.
You know, the higher beings do everything in lightness, in joy, in, you know, that feeling that you get of magic.
Yeah, I love that. I was, when I created my school, my Life Body School, 3-4 years ago now, I love all of that magic and Celtic and ancient England, and I used to live in London. And I loved it. And Stonehenge, I got to go to Stonehenge where you could walk around and lay on things.
Yes.
Back in those days. And
yes.
I remember feeling a little awkward when I was being called into what I call the Light Body Council now. It was Thoth, who's one of my main guides, and Gaia, of course, and the third main guide was Merlin. And it took me a while to accept that, because I kept thinking, oh, that's just my fantasy little girl that wants magic, right?
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, so, you know, is that real? Is it okay? And interestingly enough, he's been coming through for several clients recently. That magic, I like that, bringing that. Because I think a lot of people can relate to him as a more human, you know, because we see that embodiment rather than this abstract beings, you know, that he was here and brought that energy of alchemy, right?
And yeah, that's right. And he brings in his energy so easily. You know, it's very easy to feel him, to receive that energy and get that lightness, that uplift. And then life's joyful, magical, beautiful. No seriousness there.
Yes, yes. And
you know, that heaviness of seriousness, I mean, of course.
Yeah, not focus, seriousness. And we have way too much of it on the planet.
You know, we feel we have to make so much effort and things. Let go of all need to make effort. No effort. Work without effort. That's when it's really powerful, when it really works.
Yes, right? Yeah. And that's when you have the ability to, you have enough feeling or experience to waylay that doubt, right? That I call it the poor girl voice in your head. Oh, you just made it up. Oh, wow. You know, they can do it. You can't do it. You know?
That's right. That's right. Been brought up very much with comparison in competition. And I remember the Arcturians once saying, there's no competition in the fifth dimension. There's no comparison. Everyone is equal.
And individual.
And they wish so much for us to feel, to meet them as equals.
That's a really good point. Is it's not that I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Yes. I'm at your
exactly.
feet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, I know a few of you just came on and we're ending, but within an hour or so, we're going to have this up on YouTube and on your special page. And you can also already get Carol's gift right now. And thank you, everyone, Sarah and Alice and Sue and everyone showering gratitude and Vivi and Ty on us. And we're all a part of this. And we are so blessed to be here together today. Thank you again, Carol. Beautiful.
Thank you. And thank everyone for being in this amazing circle that we have, which is still with us.
So as we go our separate ways, let's just breathe in some gratitude, feel the light and the color and the detachment and receptivity and blessings and joy of this gratitude. Let it fill you up and go into all those places that were opened and healed and lightened today. And as you let it out, feel it moving out from you into your space, through all of your bodies, and out into the world. And now we are all connected. So we're going to say that may this circle be open yet unbroken, and we can come back to this light at any time, and we can connect with each other at any time, and we can support each other at any time. So regardless of what's happening in your life, what stresses you perceive in the breakdowns and changes and dramas that are happening in the world, this is the truth, this peace and this bliss and your infinite nature and your ability to connect to all of these incredible beings that are here ready and willing to support us. So thank you again and namaste. Have a beautiful,
wonderful message to end with. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Until next time.
Until next time. I'm so happy that we connected here. All right, everybody. Thanks. Take care.
Bye for now.